This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's Creature Feature, a spotlight on one of the Wildlife Hospital Dunedin's extra special guests.
And Jordana White joins us again from Dunedin Wildlife Hospital to introduce us to one of the hospital's guests. Morena, lovely to have you with us. Thanks for coming in, Jordana.
Morena, always a pleasure to be here.
And who are we going to speak of today?
Today we're going to be speaking about a very unusual visitor to not only the Wildlife Hospital, but to Dunedin in general. It is a North Island little shearwater.
It should be in the North Island, surely.
Exactly. Yes, this is also known as a totorore. Do you know anything about this species, the North Island little shearwater?
No, I don't.
Neither did I. So not many people do, which is really interesting. I had to do a bit of a deep dive on this. We've certainly had shearwater species before at the Wildlife Hospital. That's not uncommon for us at all. And we have featured some of those right here on this show. But this one, quite unusual. It's also the smallest of the shearwater species that we have here in New Zealand. So it weighs in at about 240 grams. I don't know, what is that? A couple of Tim Tams maybe? It's not, I'm very biscuit related with my weight.
Well, I think we all know what you're talking about.
Yes, exactly. And the reason that not many people know that much about these birds is they're a little bit cryptic. They're a little bit shy. Unlike other shearwater species, they don't tend to flock together. So it's a little bit more difficult to observe their behaviors when it's just a bird here and there out at sea. And they are pelagic seabirds. So we've talked about pelagic seabirds before. So just as a reminder for the listeners, pelagic means that these birds spend pretty much their entire lives out at sea, with the exception being when it's time to come ashore to breed. But otherwise, they're out there in the great wide oceans being really mysterious. And I will not try to describe this bird in detail because it quite frankly looks like pretty much most of the other shearwater species.
But just smaller.
It's just smaller. It's smaller. It's black and white and gray. It's got a cute little white face with a dark gray bill. So it looks like a lot of the other shearwater species. In fact, there was even some debate on this particular patient that we had, whether it was a North Island little shearwater or a subantarctic little shearwater. The differences are quite subtle, but we'll get to that in a minute, why we think that it is in fact a North Island shearwater. But one standout feature I will say about this bird physically is that it has blue feet and blue legs.
Nice.
And it's so cute. It's just very I love some blue gams. It's just so charming. So to me, that's a standout feature. But one of their behaviors is this particular shearwater species flies really close to the water. So across just above the waves, because they're kind of ducking down and grabbing their food from the waves. And so I wondered if perhaps the reason that their feet and their legs are blue is just it gives them a little bit more camouflage as they're flying right above the blue waves, trying to grab that prey.
But nice theory.
I'm not actually sure. So now this, I will say this. I've got a little recording that I'd love for you to play, because when they are on land, these birds in a burrow, which is when they're breeding, they're so noisy. They sound like a wheezing squeaky toy. And I just really think that people should hear this. So if you could play, that would be great.
All right, let's take a listen. That's almost argumentative, you would say.
Yeah, not sure what's happening. Maybe they're singing. I don't really know what's happening there, but we haven't heard much of this or any other noise from our North Island little shearwater patient in hospital. So that's quite fine with us, because it's a bit, it's a bit of a cacophony there. Now, most of the North Island species patients that we've had at the Dunedin Wildlife Hospital have come from captive collections. So we have treated North Island specific species before, but that's because they've been safe from the Kiwi Park in Queenstown or something, one of those types of situations. But not this one. This one is actually a wild bird, and it actually managed to hitch a ride to Dunedin on board a cruise ship. So that's how it landed itself in Dunedin. So I am not, for reasons that will soon become clear, I am not going to name the cruise ship line on which this bird arrived. But the boat had just come from Littleton, and potentially from, we think, the North Island just prior to that, which is why we've kind of landed on this being a North Island little shearwater. And thankfully, one of the passengers was quite alert and aware that this bird was potentially in trouble. So they had seen him, the bird, on his balcony earlier in the morning and thought perhaps it had even been there overnight or even the day before. And they had the door to the balcony open, so it must have been a fairly fancy suite there.
Not below the waterline.
No, definitely above the waterline. And they realized that the bird had come in because they saw just his little tail feathers sticking out from underneath their couch in their cabin, which is painfully adorable to me. But they realized, all right, something's not quite right. He wasn't just resting. You know, that's unusual behavior, which is correct. And so the passenger had alerted the crew, and the crew had decided that they were just going to throw it off the back of the boat. So that's why I'm not naming and shaming, but I will be investigating that a little bit because it's not on. And the caller, thankfully, you know, the passenger also didn't feel that was right and made contact with Doc. And I want to just give a big shout out to the staff at Port Otago who, you know, heard from Doc about this particular bird and trying to make arrangements for a ranger to be at the port to pick it up when the boat came in. And Port Otago relayed to the cruise ship that they were absolutely to cooperate in bringing this bird off of the ship and not to throw it off the back. So big credit, full credit to Port Otago. That's
well
fantastic.
Well done to several individuals there.
Yeah, that's right. So what we do believe has happened with this little shearwater is that it just became a bit storm-wrecked. So most of the pelagic seabirds that we've talked about on the show have been come to us because they've been storm-wrecked. So they just get tossed around a little bit in some rough weather. They get a bit disoriented. They see the lights on the ship. This is, in this case, I would expect that's what happened. It's a big cruise ship that got a lot of lights, got a bit disoriented and just went for the lights and had a bit of a crash landing, a minor crash landing. It has he's got just a little minor wound just on his tummy, which is just really superficial. So that's healed up nicely already in hospital. But he does have some what's called mild pododermatitis, which we also call bumblefoot. We've talked about that as well on the show. It's just a bit of an infection on the feet. And it can happen with birds that are not used to being on land or on hard surfaces. Like this one, for example, spends its pretty much entire life at sea. And we do also think that it is a young bird, just based on the time of the year. It's about fledging time. It's probably just learning how to be a shearwater and got a little bit confused. So it's landed on the boat a little roughly. And then because it's been on the boat for a couple of days, then it's sort of developed that foot infection. So it's all things considered, it's very mild injuries. We've just got some nice little bandages on those toes to help with the infection and getting some antibiotics. But really, I think this bird is quite lucky that there was a passenger that knew what to do and just felt like something was wrong. So we're really grateful for that person and to Port Otago again for making sure that this bird got into care. It's just sort of classic seabird stuff while it's in hospital with us. It's getting some South Island hospitality while it's here.
Of course.
Yeah, we've got a little plastic crate for it to hide under because they do burrow when they're on land. So we keep them in a little dark burrow in their enclosure. And this one is getting our royal treatment with the fish smoothie. We can't feed it whole fish because we don't want it to get all the fish oils in its feathers and lose its waterproofing. And he is getting a lovely saltwater spritz every day to make sure that those feathers are in good nick.
Well, with a trip on a cruise ship and luxury treatment at your establishment, this shearwater might not be all that keen to go back home.
I agree. I think it might stick around. And I'm not certain exactly. They do have quite a big range because they move around a lot in the ocean, across the ocean. But, you know, where this one came from exactly and where it wants to go from here, I'm not sure. We'll be in discussion with our mate Graham Lowe from the Prion Fence that we talked to a couple of months ago to see if it's appropriate to release this one out at the Prion Fence, which is, I suspect, what will happen. I don't know that we'll put it back on a cruise ship to go back north.
You know, what this story says to me is that it really is worth taking that extra moment to think about the welfare of animals when you find them in distress. Of course, it's easier to turn your back. Not my problem, not my pet, as it were.
Yep.
But as we've heard, it can have a great outcome, and there are organizations ready to fall in behind you to support you if you make those decisions.
Absolutely. And it doesn't hurt to just ask if there's something available and who could help, and things can swing into motion. Doc was amazing. Port Otago was amazing. These groups just kicked right off into action. And, you know, I don't think it would be a good outcome if this bird had just been heaved off the back of the ship. It has infections that need to be treated, and it needed a bit of time to get some rest and recovery. So why waste that opportunity? These are birds. We don't know exactly how many of these birds there are out there. We think maybe there's possibly about 100,000 of them in New Zealand. You know, it's not a species that's overabundant and overrepresented, for example. So it was worth it.
I hope you have that cruise ship passenger's details. They might want to know what the outcome was.
I do indeed.
Excellent. Some good photos of a hearty looking shearwater going back to that person, and some thanks for their kindness at a really nice moment. Lovely story. Thanks so much for bringing that to us this week, Jordana. We look forward to a future edition of Creature Feature.
My
pleasure. 4 weeks' time.
The Wildlife Hospital Dunedin treats sick and injured native New Zealand species right here in the heart of Aotearoa's wildlife capital. Their expert veterinary team patches up more than 500 patients every year, returning the majority of them back to the wild where they belong. You can learn more about the hospital, including ways to support this charitable trust, at wildlifehospitaldunedin.org.nz or follow their Facebook page for more fabulous creature content.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.